are a faith. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith.
Power of Faith, ladies and gentlemen. Online Church, we love you so much. My name is Isaac Atadieva, and today is another wonderful day. It's a beautiful day in Jesus Christ. It's another wonderful day, a beautiful day in Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for loving the station, and thank you so much for tuning in. Everywhere you are, all around the world. We have friends in the Netherlands, we have friends all over the world, and they are listening in. Thank you so much, our dear friends. We've had a very busy week. Last week was very busy. Oh, what a week! And then after the week ended, it ended while our girls were on top of the Boy or Girl Zone Championship, the girls' championships for football. So they ended up at the very, very top. And that means they were better than all the schools. They played a final against Bethany High School, and they defeated the Bethany girls. So our girls emerged winners of the Boy or Girl Zone post primaries. Anyway, guys, how you doing? How you feeling right now? And as for the people from NSVS, you know about the battles, the NSVS battles. We had the battles over the weekend. And it was not easy. It was not easy for everyone. We had performances from the Kings, from the Icons, and the Nobles. And then we have people not satisfied with the results. Yeah, we have so much going on. We have council violence. We have weird. But I know the Lord God always takes us through everything. So I would love to take this chance to encourage everybody out there that has not moved on from the battles to move on right now. I know it might not be something you understand if you're not within our community of Children's Welfare Mission, but if you're around here, you know what it means. So I'm going to be begging everybody to just put the battles behind them, because it's now the talk of campus. It's what everybody is talking about, how who was crying, how who cried, how these guys have wasted their time and they're not champions. You know, when teams give a whole month to training, and in the very end they don't have the results they thought they would get, they don't feel great. My name is Isaac Katariba, and before we start off with a new wave, before I start off by introducing what I have for you as MPC Online Church, MPC Radio, what we have for you here, for you, is going to be airing every other day. The new wave is a wave of presenters. You are going to experience very many presenters from now on, I promise you, because at this time we have just opened up the doors for these youngsters. There are so many youngsters, very talented people, and we have opened doors. The Lord Jesus has enabled us to open doors, so we are going to be doing that here on MPC on the Church on MPC Radio. You'll still get more of me, of course. I'll be around with you, but you will get these youngsters as well. In this new wave, they are going to be your people as well, just like I am your person. These guys are about to be your people as well. I love you so much. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Can we please start this off with a nice prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for each and everything that you have enabled us to accomplish. We thank you for the things we are about to accomplish. We thank you for the dreams we don't know about. We thank you for the dreams that we know. We thank you for each and everything that you have done in our lives from the day of birth up to this date. Lord Jesus, we pray that you provide for everyone who is lacking. We pray that you give those who don't know, who don't have homes, those who don't have beds to go back to, those who sleep in the rain, those who sleep in the trenches, Lord Jesus, may you give them strength and may you give them comfort in whatever situation they are in. May you touch their lives and show them that you are God. May you turn them to you, and may they prevail and may they win now and forever. We pray, Lord, that everything that comes out of this session is helpful for everybody out there listening. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your salvation. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your hope. And thank you, Jesus, for your love and grace. We always pray to you and glorify your name. Amen. All right, that was another prayer. It had been long since I really started off a prayer here on radio, and now I'm glad to announce that I'm back. My name is Isaac Katariba. In case you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to MPC on the Church of MPC Radio, and my name is Isaac. I am introducing the new wave. We have so many youngsters going to be presenting here, some of which have already started, and the team just grew bigger right before we went into this new week. But we have closed the doors. We are no longer admitting any more people. So it's going to be as follows from now on, we're going to be having different teams run each different day the way they please. The way they please is the way they're going to be doing this. We are going to be having Maverick on Monday. The Monday group is called Maverick. Maverick is going to be run by Babidi Agatha, Chiraba Angelina, Bwambali Calvin, Calvin Enoch, and Prosper Kasamvu Kato. That is for Monday. Then on Tuesday, we shall have Zion. Zion is led by Bumba Christine Michelle. There is Mbaba Zibrian. There is Magala Jairin. There is Nisima Tracy. And there is Kasidie David. That is for Tuesday. That is Zion. Okay? Then on Wednesday, we have Chosen. Chosen leads Wednesday. Nambuya Charity Diana. Faith Blessed Ignadunga. Reno Makaila. Andrew Tahigwa Prince plus Hamba William Paul. That is for Wednesday. And on Thursday, we have Victory led by Don Baraka Precious. And then we have Bakachi Chris Elijah. And then we have Aine Mukama Conrad Elijah. And then we have Muyego Ethan Klein together with Karunji Esther. You heard that? That is for Thursday. And then We go to Friday. On Friday, we have Kato Johnson Ojambo, we have Katende Godfrey, and we have Waswa Hassan Mugwana. And I will be joining this panel as well, and we shall be having guests as well. So going on to Saturday. Saturday has a team led by Mukasa, Flavia Ann Basuta, Sekwat Modi Elvin, Nakato Agnes, Nachiveru Tabitha Abigail, Muanguzi Benjamin Ethan. Okay, that is a lineup like for the whole week. So you can just imagine how much we are going to be touching up. Because each one of these teams is going to be having something different for you. Every other day, I've just told you, they're going to be presenting their own way. Their own way, the best way they know it is the best way they're going to do it. I'd like to take this moment to say hi to my people. I'd like to take this moment to apologize for my daughter for not seeing her over the weekend. I've been so fixed. I even wish she could understand this. I know she's very young. I don't know. But the Lord knows how much I miss my girl, and I love her so much. I miss you so much, Astrid. I am so sorry for not making it up to you this weekend at home. But hey, all happy stuff, yeah? All happy stuff. Thank you so much for listening to MBC Online Church, and thank you so much for loving us, people who are in Nigeria, people who are listening in from India, people listening in from Grenada, our friends in Grenada, people listening in from all the way in Canada, people listening in Belgium, people listening in Netherlands. In Netherlands, we have our people there. We say hi to you, our people in Netherlands. We have people in the USA. We have people who love us in Uganda. They love us every day. We have people in Zimbabwe. We have people in Zambia. We have people everywhere, all around the world, man. We have people listening in all the time. Thank you very, very much for giving us that time. And may the good Lord bless you heavily. And right now, we are in a pivotal moment. We are in the crossroads. Our ministry is turning into something bigger than what it has always been. It is turning into something more effective than what it has ever been. And if you're with us right now, since you are with us, not an if, because you're already with us, since you're with us already, you're going to enjoy these blessings. You are going to get it firsthand because you are here with us when it's happening. We are in the crossroads. We are changing so much, so much, so much. And so many things are going to be so good on your end, because you're listening to us, you're listening to the Love Station, you're listening to the Jesus Station, the only Jesus Station on the internet. Nothing can go wrong in your life, trust me, nothing can go wrong. My name is Isaac Katadieva, and please allow me take you right ahead, yeah? Allow me take you ahead, because we are still going. We are going to be talking about so many things. We have the NSVS battles. You know, I know it's a past event, and it's not supposed to be taking my time, but the post exposure reactions of the people here in our community are getting me to want to talk about this here, and even try to talk about, because I know there are students who are going to get stuck in this. There are students who are already stuck in this loop. And I don't want them to get stuck there. I was one of the kids who were stuck in the loop, but my loop was like the ones these kings have, you know, the loop of when you win and you feel like, yeah, I won. I am like the best dancer in school. I am like the flyest guy in school. Once you have that, once it gets into you, trust me, it can stop you from achieving very, very many other things. Trust me, it can stop you. It won't hold you like physically, but it will hold you back mentally. It will hold you back. You won't think of anything but it. You won't think of anything else but it. Just it. It's all you'll think about. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I know that the Lord God is going to help you as He has helped everyone of those great people as he has helped every one of those children of his, as he delivered Israel to the promised land. He is going to deliver you, he is going to help you, he is going to lift you up, he is going to carry you. I have so many friends, I have so many friends lately, and I am also engaging in very many different business practices because I want to get better at money. And the Lord knows how much I want to get better at money. So, in that case, I've made so many friends. And I'm so thankful for all of you guys who have managed to add me to your friend list and keep me there. Not the social one of the social media, but physical friend lists. Like these are my people. I'm glad I'm one of your people. I'm glad to be one of your people. I'm so happy. Thank you for adding me to your people, the list of your people. We have so much coming. We have Kids Kingdom coming. There will be Bible recitals. We have devotionals coming. And we have a brand new partnership with Grow Faith Company, Reading UK. So we are going to be reciting Grow devotionals here, and we will also be encouraging you to download Grow and grow with us in faith as Christians. This is an app that doesn't have those DMs. Don't expect to be spammed by anyone's messages. Don't expect anyone to be selling you anything else other than the gospel of God or helping you get over anything that could be disturbing you, anything that could have been disturbing your life, anything that could have been stopping you from living the paramount life that you meant to live, that God meant for you. All that. It's going to be right here. Talking about Grow, I'm going to give you the very first devotion of today. Because this weekend has been very, very fixed. This weekend has been very fixed. We had so much to do. But we are back. We are back because the Lord always wants us to be back. The Lord plans for us to be back. The Lord plans for us to win big things in His name. The Lord plans for us every day. Even when we sleep and we don't know what's going on, He's always planning in the background. He's always in the background. It had been long since we had spoken. But now I'm back. Hey, I'm back. It's alright. I'm back. You know, some things had to be done. And now that they are done, allow me to take you through a personal devotion. I've been doing this for some days. And I've been trying to get over. There's so many things that happened to me. How I got hurt, and I'm trying to break the cycle. I've been trying to stop feeling like the victim. Because the more you victimize yourself, most times is the more you feel compelled to inflict that victimization on the others as well. While you're playing a victim, you're making others victims of you as well. So I had to recover from that. And the Bible sends me to Romans chapter 12, verse 14 to 21, which says, "Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap the burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. That is from Romans chapter 12, verse 14 to 21. And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 16 to 20, he says, so they sent this message to Joseph. Open quotes. Before your father died, he instructed us, verse 17, to say to you, please forgive your brothers for the great wrong they did to you, for their sin in treating you so cruelly. So the servants of the God your father beg you to forgive our sin. Close quotes. When Joseph received the message, he broke down and wept. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph and said, look, we are your slaves. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. That is from Genesis chapter 50, verse 16 to 20. And the message in this is, hurt people often hurt people. And maybe you've seen this in your own life. Someone who lashes out, betrays trust, or builds walls because of their unresolved pain. And if we are honest, we might recognize moments when we've done the same. And the truth is, when pain goes unaddressed, it can create a cycle of hurt that passes from one person to the next. The truth is, when pain goes unaddressed, it can create a cycle of hurt that passes from one person to the next and to the next one. Romans chapter 12, verse 21 tells us, do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. This verse challenges us to break the cycle. Instead of letting our pain dictate our actions, we are called to choose a different path, a path of love, forgiveness, and healing. Breaking the cycle doesn't mean pretending that the hurt didn't happen. It starts with acknowledging how pain has shaped your responses. Have you ever been quick to judge or slow to trust because of past wounds? Have you distanced yourself from others because you are afraid of being hurt again? These responses are natural, but they can also keep us stuck. Consider Joseph's story in Genesis. After being betrayed by his brothers and enduring years of suffering, Joseph had every reason to hold a grudge, yet he was finally in a position of power. He didn't use it to seek revenge, no. Instead, he chose forgiveness. He said to his brothers, "You intend to harm me, but God." He said to his brothers, sorry about that. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done. The saving of many lives." That is from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. You know, you have to read the Bible exactly how it is written. You cannot say what's different from how they are. But Joseph's decision to break the cycle of hurt brought healing, not just to himself, but to his entire family. And breaking the cycle also requires us to confront how we've hurt others. Maybe it was unintentional, or maybe it came from a place of deep frustration. Either way, taking responsibility is an important step towards healing. James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The prayer of a righteous person is a powerful and effective one. When we confess and seek forgiveness, we open the door for God to work in our relationships. Breaking the cycle isn't easy. It takes humility, courage, and a willingness to let God transform your heart. But as you take steps towards healing, you'll find freedom, not just for yourself, but for those around you. Now tell me, how has pain influenced the way you interact with others? The other people around you, those friends of yours? Is there someone you need to apologize to or make amends with in your life? Is there that one person that you need to clear things out with? If you have them, please do clear that out. And as we end this devotion, let's close it with a prayer, and then we get back to more business. Lord Jesus, I don't want to let my pain define my actions. Show me where I've hurt others and give me the courage to make things right. Help me to break the cycle of hurt and live in a way that reflects your love and grace. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. This devotional is brought to you by Grow Faith Company, UK. You can download the Grow Faith app on the Play Store. You search for Grow Faith Company, or you can just search for Grow Christianity Social app. It has no DM, so don't worry about people spamming you or people sending you rare messages. You know, lately I got introduced to Grow while I was on my phone. I was going through my phone looking for an app that didn't have obscenity. You know, lately you go to a random social media app, those who have X, you can tell everyone else, you don't have to tell me. Those who have Instagram, you can tell everybody else, you don't have to tell me. Those who have Threads and all those apps, you can tell me how much nudity you can run into in like a space of 5 posts, how much nudity you're likely to see in the middle of 5 posts. And after you get that answer of how much posts you're likely to look at just by scrolling past 5 posts, you'll know why I got hooked to Grow when I found it. You see, this app can post from the Bible, so you can be along the way reading and you just make this post of a nice image post. This app has devotionals like to get you out of bad situations, There are things we don't know, and we are supposed to be knowing them because they are true. They are made by God Himself. Learning how to overcome things like lust, because lust can be so much. Lust can be too much. When lust takes control of your body, when lust takes control of you, trust me, your life can never be the same again. So, stay here on MPC Online Church or MPC Radio, because we are going to be serving you these so many devotions that are going to be read in different voices. Many, many different voices. There will be young voices reading for you the Bible as well. So there is no limit to how much you're about to receive on MPC Online Church. I would love to take this moment to thank Pastor Eric Semper for this wonderful initiative. I would love to thank Pastor Eric Semper once more for this wonderful initiative. I would love to thank also our directors in the Netherlands. Thank you so much for being there for us. Thank you so much for each and everything that you do for us. Thank you so much for each and everything that we don't know, that you're even planning for us. Thank you very much. Thank you. May the good Lord bless you. May He bless you heavily. And thank you so much, Grow Faith Company UK. Thank you so much, Grow Faith Company. Thank you so much, Grow Faith Company. You're the real people. You're the real champions. You're the real champions. Thank you so much for giving us permission to work with you guys in this ministry. We work together. Let's spread the love of Jesus together. You see, the Grow Faith Company is a small group. They would like to call themselves a small group of Christians who made a simple app called Grow Faith to improve the lives of many Christians out there, to introduce the gospel to so many people out there. And I'm so glad I am one of those people that have benefited from Grow. And a lot has been said about this app, the app that is here to reinvent social media and helping us experience Jesus together. People have said beautiful things about this app. You should get it. You should get this app. It's already on the App Store and it's already on Google Play as well. A user says it's a game changer. It's so user friendly. It's really fun to use. A beautiful app. And the user says it's a fabulous app. The app is fabulous, very accessible, and a platform that's really needed. It's a fusion of you version and Instagram fresh. Easy to use and looks good. You need to get that. Now, can you imagine how much good stuff is there? We can get very good devotionals from there. We can talk to each other. We can love each other. It's like a whole Bible. It's a Bible, but an app. A Bible, but an app. I know you can get it. I know you get it. Shout out to you guys for Grow Faith Company. Shout out to you, Grow Faith Company. Shout outs to you. Big shout out. Thank you so much for being part of this journey with us. And we are glad that we are on this journey with you as well. May the good Lord continue to help us accomplish His job, the job that He sent us to do, the job of ministry. May He continue to strengthen us for His work, for His goodness, for His mercy, for His love, for His compassion. May He continue to use us as vessels. And I believe that the Lord has already chosen me. He is already using me as a vessel for His love, as a vessel for hope, as a vessel for encouragement for everybody out there. I am like this so that the world thinks the best of themselves, everybody else. And now that He has chosen me, I must take my place as well. Among his children, I must take my place. I must take my place. So must you as well, by the way. You out there, you have a place. You have a place in the house of the Lord. You have a place in the body of Christ. There is something that you're supposed to be doing. There is a purpose that you play. Every time that you ignore it, you go backwards. You backslide. Remember your purpose. Remember your purpose. Remember your purpose. If you don't know your purpose yet, think hard. I know you have a purpose, and I know you know that you have a purpose. Give yourself time. Free your mind. Free your mind. Your purpose is not for looking so hard for. It's not for looking hard. We don't even have to look so hard for it. It's right there. Right there. It's right there. And if only you gave yourself enough time, you'll be able to find out what your purpose is. And you won't even have to go through what you were supposed to go through to find out what your purpose was. So give the Lord Jesus a chance. Give the Lord Jesus a chance to work in your life the way he has in many people's lives. Give the Lord a chance to work wonders in your life. I thank the Lord personally. I thank the Lord for making me this kind of guy that can change someone's life, make them feel loved, make them feel recognized, make them feel appreciated. This one is a special shout out to a brother of mine. He's called Elijah Bakaki. I love you, brother. I love you so much. And may we continue to work together like this. May we continue to learn from each other. And I pray that I continue to inspire you the way I did. Elijah gave me a shout on stage yesterday. He went to stage and he thanked me for being a good friend to him, and I didn't really expect it. If I were deeply emotional, I would cry, but I didn't cry. I just felt so good. And thank you, Jesus, for enabling me to do something in Elijah's life. And I pray that you make me a very useful person in everybody's life, not even just stopping with Elijah. Let this begin with Elijah and spread out to everybody out there. This love deserves to be given to everybody out there. It's not just Elijah. I love you so much, Elijah Bakaki. You're my brother. I love you very, very much. And I promise to love more people the way I love you. I promise to put more people close to me the way I did with you. Thank you so much for being in my life. Thank you so much for being my brother as well. Thank you so much for reminding me that I have a friend. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being the talented guy that you are. Elijah sings very well. Elijah has so many songs. Elijah has so many songs. Elijah wasn't born like everybody else. Elijah is, I don't even like to say anything like it. Elijah is a friend. Elijah is nice. And Elijah is sent from God. Elijah is a child of God. Elijah, I love you very much, and thank you for reminding me that life has a purpose. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. So my friend Elijah was born with hydrocephalus. Makes his life different from other people. And you know, when you are in high school and you have people around you, and those people are in their teens, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, and they are all different, from different backgrounds. Elijah told me they give him names, they nickname him, they do whatever they want, and it hurt me so bad. You know, not because I know what Elijah feels like, or even going to act like I know how he feels, but because I know what it feels like to be called something. I know what it feels like to be named. So my friend Elijah, I love you so much. I'm always going to be here for you. And for the people out there listening, I'm going to have so many sessions with Elijah. We are going to be here speaking to you, because he has so much. He has so much. He has so much to share with you, and God has so much that he's still doing in his life. Even I know how much struggles he has gone through just to live with these teenagers. But thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We'll be bringing you more devotionals in a few. Please don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. This is MPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith. We love you so much. We love you very, very much. And I thank God that Chris has that nice life, that nice happy life that he has right now. And it's not just Chris, by the way. I have friends here who are special needs friends. And I love all my people. I love everyone, especially. Especially those ones that find it hard to make friends. They're usually my very first friends. But I'm glad God put me here. Because, I mean, when would I ever meet a person as amazing as Elijah? Elijah sings from his head. Elijah sings before what he has for... Okay, let me tell you this one story. He was showing me his music and he was telling me I have 23 songs. Here they are. And he was just showing me the titles. He had the words in his head. All he has to write down is the title. The rest comes from up his head. Tell me if that's not talent. What is that? What is that if it isn't talent? You see, God does wonders, and he never stops doing wonders. He never stops doing wonders, God. He keeps doing and doing and doing and doing and doing and doing. When you think he's about to stop, he's just getting started. When you think he's almost gone, he's just beginning. When you think it's not going to work, he makes a way for it to work. Trust me, it's not easy. There are things that we can't do as humans, and it's just God that can do them. They're called God things, if you've listened to that before. There's a song called God Things. I always play here on station. I'm going to play it again. Now, by the way, I am coming back to DJ for you guys. And it's been very long. I've also been waiting to do this. But I've been soaked up in a pile of work. So much work. And I'm glad I've had this work to do because, you know, Mnange... Okubera busy si changu. Nti gundi ndi busy genuinely. Ndi busy genuinely. Si changu. Wachegede mwana gwe. Kakati munange, that is where I be. That is where I stand. That is where I stand. Zikiriza nkwateko ko mu some sports kubanga nakulwejo abadde y'emipiira ate sports lovers tebajja kukyagala banalabanga mbadde ku station ebbanga lino lyonna nesoogera ku mpiira bajja wulira nga mbatuuse nga bankooye kale mbankikolera. Let me just brush on top of sports for you guys. Let me just brush into the sports bulletin. And then we move over. We start from the Uganda Premier League. Uganda Premier League, Mpire Jasoka. Mpire Jaka, Jaka Ite, Jaka Bedao. Jasembi actually. Mpire Gwasembi, Yo, Gwasembi, De Dalo, Kuzanyi, Wagova, De Gwachitara. Nizanyana KCCFC, Neji, Wutula, Golo, Nya, Kuwedede. Mbale Heroes ya badezanya wakisojans ne kuwa gole mkubwedele. Maroons ya badezanya na Express ne kuwa gole mkubwedele. Bull ya kubye Vida gole mkubwedele. Mbara City ne jane utuluwa URA wanyeno gole pili kubwedele. UPDF ya neguwa maline Neck. Vipers ne kuwa Lugazi gole mkubwedele. Bright Stars Solitio ne kuwa Police gole satu kwemu. Bestio cha bademu Uganda Premier League. Iranga watumulane na kuchimeza cha Uganda Premier League kwa gula wa soka wali wa Vipers ino wa natamu mbili mpira ya kazanya mpira bili mwebili choka wana wa kazanya bili mwebili Neck ya daka wa mchoku bili ino bwendela na munana mpira bili mwebili ne kudaka wa Bull elimu cha kusatu bwendela satu mwenda mpira bili mwebili Still URA elimu choku na bwendela satu mwakaga mpira bili mwebili karata basi gade ngavuli jowe mbagamba munange zisitela kwa granyo somerera kusomerera busomerezi nga soma manya gabana baingi de class basikola bajita batya roll call basikola roll call wano tuwatusoma results za zemipira na tusoma ku table tukoma ku bife bisoke bina bibabira bensonga hakati okufuluma ke bweru wegwanga tutako mu la liga Santander La Liga ya Wede na yona koleju wazanye Joe wazanye mpira yona koleju wale mpira mlala ukendo bera o na yenzi kiliza mkuhise mu details bulungi mpira jina ujona koleju njikuhise mu juna mkwone kakantu kukantu unabu namba kwoneko kubangu na koleju club ya Villarreal yazanye ni Athletic Bilbao ni wagwa malidi 0-0 nga vila rio inamu ni red card rio vila lead ne jawani ne kune utu wa getafe ya jukubye sawo golo nya na mbili ya kubwelele nga vila lead ya finyamu ni red card Sevilla ne jawani na Atletico Madrid ne jukuba golo bidi kwemu ni tu jawani no Las Palmas ne kubwa Real Sociedad golo satu kwemu Barcelona ya Lamine Yamal ya good draw goro emuko emunge gwa ku Real Betis Real Betis watu wa koze kakati waneno Mallorca naja ni au tulwa Celta de Vigo golo bili kwemu Real Madrid naja na sulo mpira Real Madrid wa mkwe golo bili kwemu Valencia ya mkwe golo bili kwemu Girona naja na utu wa Alaves golo emukwe uwelele then Rayo Vallecano Espanyol na mkuba golo nya kubwelele La Liga wachu ya tambude ilana yotu tunako kuchimeza wagulu walichari wa Barcelona golo wabwende rubaina nkaga musa mpira makumi ya satu kudako Real Madrid wabwende nkaga musa mpira satu kudako Atletico de Madrid wabwende nkaga mpira makumi ya satu kudako Athletic Bilbao wabwende ya tano mbuna mpira makumi ya satu kudako mu Premier League mu ligi ya Bungereza Premier League una kulale wale mpira gwa Leicester City zenye Newcastle katano kutuna kukula liga katano liganye zenye Osasuna lero sawanyeze chilo mpira gumba desu kusome demo fixture ya lero kakati una kuulua lero still Leicester City zenye Newcastle kusawanyeze chilo na inge mpira jaise jona kule jo wade waneo mpira gwa Manchester United zenye Manchester City ni wagwa malili 0-0 Fulham ne jawanino ne kuba Liverpool golo satu kubidi atenga Liverpool ya soso kutewa goli ya sose na ine jive mabega neji utula golo satu kubidi Brentford ya kude mabili malidi ne Chelsea kuchisawe cha Brentford Tottenham Hotspur ne jawane nefu na yoku win padarudo kuangula Tottenham ya kubia Southampton gole mu golo satu kwemu Aston Villa ne jawane ne ukuba Nottingham Forest golo bili kwemu West Ham negwa malili ne Bournemouth golo bili kubili Crystal Palace ya kubio Brighton golo bili kwemu na yompira kwa dem red card za minundi ya bili Crystal Palace ya funye red card ne Brighton nafuna red card tuwaza kumpira kwa Ipswich Town ne Wolves ya fe waneno kuna mgoma pene koso chachi ya kubia Ipswich Town golo bili kwemu la mpira umlala kwa sose Alec Coffey ya badea Everton ne Arsenal mpira kwa wede emu ya mu zisi semu lugunya sida mwewe ya mabega ndi mwagizi wa Arsenal yanga nao bade otani sokuga majati atakata ye ayogera kubichi katalie bwana bye munange mbade njogera kona yesi jana bingi namu kubanga nze semu lugunya sida mabeganzi galange nda maso yes mpira kuchatambula bunungi nyo era tuchagenda na maso as we thank you so much for listening yakatuka ku NBC na church we bali nyo kuja mbagala nyumba gala nyumba kana jenge mwana mwana banje gala kuno ku radio kuno kugenda bela ku ministry ya bikabinji era kubera ku ministry esawa bina esawa yuna tugenda batungira ku ministry endala chombo kula chili chimucho kachoka tovawo tugenda eta the kingdom kids kingdom shows tugenda eta bintu binji nyomi za nyomi inji nyojo gendo nyumirwani neja audio tugenda kutera kozi filmu zafe ku YouTube nga utulaba kulunji ku church platform yafe so chobo manya chili chimuchuka ebirunji bya katandiko okujja ebirunji bya katandiko okujja toina kugenda wantu walala wonna ebirunji bya kajja esaweno ina kubanga wekwatabwe kwa siku NPC na church NPC radio nga wenyweza nga teweta na kwenyeza bwenyeza kwanga munange buweta ogenda vako ku kigali ogweri kigali kiduke ogenda okudamu okutunula nge kigali kyakuleka da kigali kyagenda da kakati munange onakulwa lero mbadde nsaba nkuyise ko mu devotion ndala kubanga munange tuyina obuzibu obudobu singa nga abantu tukimanyi nti geye na wadala we know we are all very aware that hell is real, we fear hell, but we do not take time to remind ourselves that salvation is free and real. Much as there is hell, yet the world you gain, bantu banange, baganda bange, bakulu bange, bato bange, ba sister bange, ba brother bange, mbasaba mujukire. Nti ne gulu ne salvation noku okulokolebwa kwa bwerere ate kwa dala ya domulido jeguli nokulokolebwa kwa dala omukwano gwa mukama gwa dala because in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 the Lord says don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body they cannot touch your soul fear only God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That is in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. And in 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, the Lord says again, but anyone who does not know God, oh, sorry about that, let's go back. I don't like reading the Bible in Russian, eh? So please allow me to go back. But anyone who does not love God, but anyone who does not know love, but anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. God is love. Bobanga toyagala. Toyinza manya katunda. Kubanga katunda ye kwagala. Ye kenyini ye kwagala. And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for God says, at the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. The message in these verses is, let's be real. Hell isn't a fun topic to talk about. It's uncomfortable, right? Very scary. But Jesus spoke about hell more than anyone else in Scripture. Do you know why? Because he loves us too much.